Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. As a spiritual regression therapist, spirit releasement therapist, and medium, I help my clients to break free of karmic behaviors and limiting beliefs impacting their lives. This free podcast takes you behind the scenes in sessions with my clients as they experience regression sessions and celestial healings, as they access the wisdom of their sub and superconscious mind and witness the unfolding story of their soul. I hope this podcast provides you with inspiration and insights that can be applied to your life. This week, we are listening to another session with Megan Jones, meeting Megan Jones, as we attempt to connect with Dennis in the afterlife. If you were listening last week, you listened to the session where we crossed over Dennis as he followed me home from the cemetery. He refused to cross over at the time that I found him in the cemetery and attached to my heart. I happened to have a session with Dawn, and because she's such a skilled communicator and medium herself, I asked her to kindly cross him over because I was a little shaken from the experience. So if you haven't listened to that episode, it's just a short one, go back and listen to that. And then you can come and listen to the afterlife discussions with Dennis.
Right now I'm feeling a male coming through.
Good.
He feels strict, stern, and yeah, he definitely, he feels like just really, like I said, like really strict, really just things have to be done this way, very orderly. Definitely not one you'd push around.
Okay.
Kind of my way or the highway.
Okay. And is he somebody that I have crossed over?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So I've seen this name somewhere on your list, so well, I don't know if this is they're just throwing that name to make a connection to that person or if this is who they are, but I'm seeing the name Dalton. And I know that's like a middle name or something on that list, but I'm not sure. I want to mention it in case it's relevant. And it also could just be the D. Sometimes they'll throw a name so that I catch a letter.
Was that their middle name? Or is the D from the middle?
That's the name that's coming in. But like I said, I don't know if this is actually that person or if they're just connected to that person.
Okay. So I want to ask is a specific question, which will help me identify. Did this person attach to me at a cemetery?
Yes.
So I'm guessing we've got James Dennis White.
Okay.
who I've just been spending the morning doing research on. Probably some identifier questions.
Yeah, it's weird the way that, because we have to validate differently. The information comes to me in things that they know that I would reference, and there's not a whole lot I would reference. And I've started picking up on that as we've done more sessions, is they'll give me things that they know I can say that you'll basically puzzle it together. So that's why I was like, it could just be the D that they're trying to get.
Okay, so this is, if we're going to go with identification, and he needs to give us some help now. This is the boy that Harry, not the boy, the man that Harry said that I had to go back to the cemetery to find. And all that Harry, do you know what I mean now? You got the D originally.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is James Dennis White, and I went to the cemetery looking for the letter D and then found James. And
so he's bringing us back full circle.
Yep.
Because he gave us D last time too.
Yeah, that's all he gave us to start with. And then he attached to me, and we did that video with Dawn where I crossed him over.
Yeah, this is definitely him. I'm feeling like all this is like a yes. It feels like a yes in my heart space.
Okay, all right. Now, I have been researching him this morning, so I want him to tell me something that he knows that I've just seen this morning in the documentation. So they can see what I've been doing. What have I downloaded or looked at or found interesting this morning, or something that he can tell me in the documents that I've been reading as an identifier?
First, he's saying that there's something with his name. There's something particular with his name. I also feel like he might have a shared name with someone. Like a family, like his name was passed on. But I do feel like he just keeps bringing attention to his name. So I don't want to assume what he means by that, but he definitely is bringing attention to his name.
There's something that he shares with me. Does he know what he shares with me? If it's him, something very specific that we share in common.
Yeah, he's not bringing it up right now. Let's see if it comes through at the more that we talk.
Just talk. It's just something that I noticed, and I was like, "Ooh, there's got to be some connection here, because this is one of those X-File moments when I noticed something on his record." But yeah, let's see what the story is. And let's see what he has to say. And then if it's not him, it's not him. But as soon as you said that strict personality, I felt because of the military vibes, right?
Yeah, there's definitely military vibes, just like that very disciplined kind of personality that he's showing me. It also feels there's also like a mean streak that he had. And I don't know. It feels like that definitely grew the older he got, especially in the afterlife for sure, like before he was crossed. But it just, he feels very don't know, not approachable, if that makes
okay.
sense.
Oh. Not approachable. Okay, so if he's not approachable, then...
But he is wanting to talk to us.
He's wanting to talk to us? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. A lot of times they will show us that because that's just who they were. And they want us to know that.
Okay. One of the things that I would like to know is that I noticed that he is born at the same era and the same time and fighting in the same war as the other military gentleman that we have been speaking with. But on he would be on the other side. So they were on, not the other side. No, they were, they these were, the other ones were all British soldiers fighting in the UK, and he was British born in Australia, British, and then fought on behalf of the Australians. And so I'm just trying to see this. I feel like there's some connection between him and the other guys, whether he knew it or not.
It does feel like there's a connection. Like he is making me feel like you're right, that there is a connection. Especially, it feels like, especially with George.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
George particularly.
Yeah, I haven't sat down and analyzed the battalions that they were all with, and maybe they're in the same battalion. It's the stuff that I'll do later on, but yeah, I just wanted to see if a name came up. And is he willing to talk to us about his time in the military or his time as, he spent a long time just as a normal civilian, married and all that sort of stuff. What's the most impactful thing that happened in his life in terms of his experience? Is it the military stuff or is it the being a normal person trying to live back in normal society when you're not in the military anymore?
A little bit of both. He's saying he was definitely, his words, cut from the military cloth. But when it feels like he had to, it feels like there was some kind of discharge. I'm not, it doesn't, whatever the reason, it feels like it was out of his control, that he didn't want to leave the military, but he had to, is how it feels to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was very hard for him to try to live a normal life, especially because he feels like being part of the military, he felt like that was part of who he was. Fit his personality. He liked the structure. He liked the discipline. He liked the brotherhood. So I feel like when he had to leave the military, that was a big turning point that caused him to harbor a lot of anger and a lot of resentment.
What?
I feel like he was gay.
Oh, okay. Even though he married a socialite.
For sure. I feel like that was never, he never admitted that out loud, and not even to himself, really. The military kept him busy, kept his mind busy, it kept him distracted. It kept him away from home, kept him away from his family, kept him away from people that he knew outside of the military. so that he was able to just hide it, but not feel like he was hiding it. He felt like he had to hide it more when he was around people outside of the military. He hid it from the people in the military, but it felt like it was more work for him to do it around mm-hmm. like people that he knew outside of the military, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So that was also really hard for him, is having to hide that and pretend to be someone he wasn't.
Uh-huh.
And he began to really just hate himself.
Okay.
He's making me feel like he had a lot of anger that he took out on other people, but it really came down to him hating himself.
Okay. On his grave, it just uses the words father. He's buried with his wife. And I can't find any records of children. So was he distanced from his children? There are children, but then it doesn't say beloved father of, and then four children. And in comparison to other memorial stones that I've seen, there's no affection that the children have written for either parent. It's just like...
He's making me feel like that was more of a money thing.
Okay, yeah, because more words, more, yeah. Okay.
That's just how I'm feeling. But let me go back and ask him about his relationship with his children. He's making me feel like there was definitely, like he was supportive and he was there. He wasn't absent, but he wasn't there at the same time. Like he wasn't there emotionally. There wasn't a lot of affection and a lot of compassion that he would give his children. Instead, he brought more of that military, strict, disciplined, that kind of environment to the home. I am feeling like there was a substance abuse issue. I feel like he was drinking. I feel like the mom, while she cared for the children and she did hold more compassion and love for the children, she was also, in his words, very weak and would not stand up to his authoritative personality. When he put his foot down, that's how things were. And that the kids would witness that struggle between her wanting to do things differently, her wanting him to be more compassionate and understanding with the children, whereas he wasn't, and she would just bend and just let him have his way. I'm not sure how many children there were, but I'm feeling like three or four. I'm definitely feeling two boys that he felt the closest to. I'm feeling like the girl would have gotten the least amount of attention from him because he felt more connected to the boys, like he could shape them into being that military man and they could follow in his footsteps.
Does he have any comments about that he hasn't already told us about his death and then the period where he was an Earthbound spirit.
Hey, it's Katish here. I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Have you ever felt like something is holding you back? Like you're carrying someone else's energy with you? Maybe it's an ancestor or even a spirit that has attached itself to you. If you're feeling drained or like something isn't quite right, spirit releasement therapy might be able to help. Through this powerful technique, we can clear those attachments and release any ghosts that may be lingering. It's time to move forward and reclaim your energy. If you're ready to experience greater peace and clarity, get in touch with me to learn more about spirit releasement therapy.
Before we move on, he just wants to say that that was also one of his biggest regrets, is the way that he treated his children.
Yeah, because when we were crossing him over, we also got, there was great regret around the relationship with his wife. He was very sad about that at the time. We felt the grief about that relationship.
Yeah, it's like he knows that he just took all of his own stuff out on them, and he knows that he treated them poorly, and he did love them, even his wife, even though he said that he is gay, but like he still loved her. She was his best friend, and he can tell that it doesn't feel like there was like extreme abuse, but it was definitely on that line where he would cross the line and he would get very angry and he would yell and definitely take things too far. And he does feel a lot of regret and a lot of remorse for that. That's something that he does feel like he has released and forgiven himself for, because now he knows that it was just the anger that he was harboring towards himself that caused him to react that way.
And without reducing or excusing the behavior, does he feel that was a soul personality-based issue or just something that a lot of the men who went to war came back with?
He's saying it's both. He's saying it's definitely soul-driven for him and learning to accept himself for who he is and love himself for that and not be afraid to be himself. But the military did not help. That would take people that already struggle with that and it would tend to make it worse.
Okay.
Because you're taught to follow. You're taught to obey. You're taught to be a certain way. You're taught to do what you're told to do, not ask questions and not be different, because when you're different, you get killed.
Yeah, that's a key one.
Okay, so he's ready to move on. So what was the next question?
The question is, I just want to touch on the experience a little more about death and then remaining as an earthbound spirit, followed by crossing over, the usual end of the death, crossing over, and life lessons, that sort of stuff, but specifically wanting to understand the death and the cemetery experience and the crossing over experience for him.
So I just keep getting pressure in my heart space.
That's very attached. That's very attached to me. But yeah, did he also have heart issue?
I'm feeling like it was actually cancer.
Okay.
And I don't really normally come out so bold with saying that, but it just feels right. The way that he's making me feel is that he basically killed himself in his stubbornness and his anger and his unwillingness to change and to accept himself. And when he was making me feel this way, I just felt like I just had the thought of cancer manifesting because of that. But he did give me a feeling in my heart space. So I wouldn't rule out a heart attack. It doesn't feel like a heart attack. It just feels heavy. Cancer is what feels right to me. Or just some kind of disease is what it feels like. It just feels like disease.
Yep.
He is making me feel he's just making me feel like he didn't want to cross over, that he dodged you. He's making me feel like since he was like alone with himself, he didn't have to like pretend around other people to be someone he wasn't, even though he was still pretending with himself. So being earthbound it feels like it was like a relief to him a little bit because he was alone. He's like, oh, I don't have to deal with anybody. But at the same time, there was a lot of time for him to just really sit there and reflect over and over again with what he did wrong. And that created that remorse and that guilt and that shame that he felt about the way he treated his family. But he feels like that he needed that. He's making me feel like he needed to be earthbound. He needed that time alone to get to that softening, to that acceptance of the things that he had done so that he could eventually move past that and forgive himself is how he's making me feel. What were you saying about Harry?
Harry got the distinct feeling that he wanted to be left alone, because Harry's comment was that he didn't interact with him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's saying on like a soul level, that's what he needed. Like his soul needed to be alone so that he could really be alone with himself and face who he was. And just learn to accept himself. And he doesn't feel like he ever really did while earthbound. And he was able to cross over, but it does feel like that time did give him the opportunity to at least see what his actions were causing of not accepting himself and the things that played out because of that unwillingness to be himself and to express himself. He saw the actions that he caused. There's also a lot of shame and guilt about not being able to love his wife the way that she needed him to love her. While he did love her, he knew that it wasn't the way that she loved him. And so there was a lot of shame and guilt around that, for sure.
Uh-huh.
He is making me feel like when he attached to you, that you were able to soften that anger and that remorse and that guilt and that shame that he felt.
Interesting. Yeah, I was wondering what it feels like for somebody who's in earthbound spirit form. Like, how do they attach? I don't know. Is he able to explain the mechanics of it? Like, one moment you're floating around near your grave and the next minute, bang, you're physically part of somebody's self. Do they attach? What do they attach to, and how do they make that conscious decision? I don't know. He may not know either. It may just be that boom happened.
He says that he's saying that there's a link that has to be acknowledged by the earthbound spirit, whether that is an emotional tie or a family tie or similarity. There's something that the person has that the earthbound spirit is drawn to, and it basically, he's making it feel like it makes them feel more grounded, more safe, more, just more okay than what they felt on the outside. He's making me feel like there was something specifically like with you that reminded him of his wife. And so he just went for it. That's how he's making me feel. He's making me feel like at the time he didn't really know what he was doing either, but he was just like, just made that decision. Go for it.
It's the first time I've asked the question, so I just take whatever answer comes.
Yeah, he's just saying like they, once they find someone that they just feel, they feel some kind of connection to, they can make the decision then to attach. They want there to be some kind of connection, similarity, something that makes them feel either more safe, more alive, more connected to who they were.
Mm. Which explains why they don't just attach to anybody, yeah? Why it's not a common human experience.
Yeah, because he's making me feel like if there isn't something like that, then they're going to just continue to feel bad. They're going to continue to feel the same way and more than likely worse, because that person has nothing for them that makes them feel safe, grounded, like they were. He is making me feel like he attached to someone before.
And then just unattached.
He's making me feel like he attached to a soldier before.
Huh.
It feels like the soldier died, and that's when he left.
Oh, okay. So he was unable to cross over at the time that the soldier crossed over, or he still didn't want to cross over?
He didn't want to.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
He's making me feel like he's making me feel like the soldier actually made him feel even worse, because he was able to balance his life more than what he did. And so he just made him feel even more guilty. He is making me feel like he wasn't with the soldier. for very long. I'm not sure what that means in terms of.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel to me like it was long. He's bringing up Harry, so I do feel like he knew that Harry was there. It feels like he knew there was several other spirits there. But he didn't want to be anywhere around them. He kept to himself. I don't know what this means, but he just showed me it looks like a scroll. I don't know. Just maybe something for later. Was there a dark force entity anywhere around? Because he just brought that up too.
I haven't listened to that video for a while, so I'll have to go back and check out. At the graveyard or in...
It feels specifically around the time that you would have found him.
Okay.
So but probably I would think at the graveyard.
Okay. There could have been. I was so busy looking for him that I didn't pay any attention, but that's an interesting thing to note to go back and deal with.
He's making me feel like he actually liked to go by Dennis. So that
might
given the D.
Yeah, he didn't go by James. It's just because his name is officially James that I keep calling him James, even though he prefers Dennis.
Yeah.
Personal question, what does he think? How did he experience being a Christmas Eve baby?
Says it was a pain in the ass.
Does he realize that my birth? Sorry?
He said that everybody always forgets your birthday.
It's my birthday too. That's why I was like, the first thing I noticed on his records was that he's had the same birthday as me. There's not too many people in the world that are born on the 24th or 12th.
Yeah. He's like laughing about it. Like, he's like, yeah, you know the feeling. Like, you should know that most people forget your birthday. And if they don't, then they still can't afford to get you anything because it's too close to Christmas.
Yeah, it's a very specific choice of dates. We choose our birthday. So it's very specific to choose to be born that day, I think.
Yeah. He is saying he's trying to tie that into, like, also the self-worth card, because you get forgotten, you get overlooked, that can play into the feeding of that. This is how I feel about it. So it's like, from the moment that you're born, you already start being overlooked and pushed to the side for one of the most important days to you. So he's making me feel like in life he really did hate his birthday.
Yeah. And is there anything else that he'd like to tell us today, or has he told us everything? His time as the Earthbound, being an Earthbound spirit, really is very much equivalent to his life review. So we've heard a lot about his lessons because he seems to have learnt them while he was in that state. Is there anything that he wishes to comment about what's next for him, or? Anything else of any description whatsoever? How would he like to finish up today?
Before I ask him that, he just showed me a big, like, bird.
Okay.
You might have, I feel like that might be a connection to when you crossed him over. So you might have seen something like that. You might have to go back and look. But it just feels like it's in relevance to you, like a sign or something that you can take with you.
Yeah. An eagle.
He's making me feel like his soul is still working on the same lessons.
Mm-hmm.
That while he was able to come to that realization in his passing, he needs to be able to work through that in an incarnation. He needs to be able to learn to love and accept himself no matter when his birthday is. his words. No matter who he loves, no matter what kind of family he's born into, no matter what he faces, he needs to learn to be himself. And that he's learned a lot, but he's not quite done learning. That's how he's saying it. It does feel like he's already incarnated in other lives to work mm-hmm. through this. And it does feel like he's still got a long way to go as far mm-hmm. as learning this.
Yep. It's a long journey, the journey of anger and self-hatred.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you very much, Dennis. See, I remember to call you Dennis, not James.
He's just like winking.
All right, thanks, dude.
Have a good day.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Are you feeling weighed down by negative energy that doesn't feel like your own? Are you struggling to move forward in life despite your best efforts? Hi, I'm Katish Haberfield, and as a spirit releasement therapist, I can help you release those attachments and reclaim your power. Whether it's a past life connection, a spiritual entity, or an emotional cord, I can help you identify and release those energies that are holding you back. Book with me today and start living the life you deserve. Visit katish.com for more information.